Hallelujah. Well, it's good to have all of you here, and we're going to look at these scriptures again that we started on last week, and I'm going to finish this up in our, we're talking about our Christian walk. We welcome everybody that is here today, and we want you to just enjoy the presence of the Lord. Genesis, the fifth chapter, verse 21 through 24. It says, and Enoch lived 65 years, beget Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he beget Methuselah 300 years, beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Again it says, and Enoch walked with God twice in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And he was not, for God took him. The reason God took him was he walked with God. God said, I want to keep him. He's a keeper. Amen. I want to be a keeper for God. I don't want to be that fish that he throws back. I want to be a keeper for God. Enoch walked with God twice, it says. God kept him. Amen. Took him. Hallelujah. Genesis, the sixth chapter. Next chapter over, verse 8 and 9, real quickly. Excuse me. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord before the age of grace. Before the dispensation of grace, this man found grace. You see, God has always had grace. And he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. There's something to walking with God. I wish that I could have the time today to give you all the scriptures in the Bible that talks about walking with God, but we would be here till noontime with me reading scriptures. There's literally, I mean, countless scriptures in the Bible about walking with God. Very, very important to understand walking with God. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Last week, just give you a little overview or review, if you please. I talked about Enoch and Noah and those both being men of God. And one of the major points that I was emphasizing in our walk with God is I drew from that statement that Brother Emery made when he said, sometimes we're looking for the spectacular and we miss the supernatural. And walking with God is not always spectacular. You know, you're not always going to call fire down from heaven. You know, you're not going to always get that miraculous healing. You're not always going to get that, you know, go to the mailbox and there's $1,000 check in the mailbox. You know, it just doesn't happen. That's not what we predicate our walk with God on. We walk with God because of the commandments and because of his desire for us to walk with him. I don't want to get too much into some things because it'll step on my message today that I'm going to preach to you. But we walk with God not for the benefits, but we walk with God because he's God. And I want to live with God forever. I want to make it to heaven. Do you want to make it to heaven? So we walk with God. And he says over and over, if you walk with me, I'll bless you. If you walk with me, I'll take care of you. If you walk with me, these good things will happen. But if you turn from me, if you turn your back on me, if you walk away from me, then expect that I will not bless you. In fact, there will come curses upon you and judgments and problems and so forth. And so, you know, if we walk with God, we will have the blessings of God in our life. Now, you know, I know that sounds confusing to some today because not everybody in the congregation is blessed at the same time. Some people today may be, in fact, I know there are some that are not here today because they had to take a loved one to the doctor because they were having sickness in their family and unexpected. And so, you know, you just go, well, you know, I didn't get the healing. But it doesn't always happen that way. You don't always get the blessing at the time you want it or need it at that moment, but God will bless you if you'll just stay faithful to him. Amen. Amen. God will take care of you. I talked about it raining on the just and the unjust, and you can look at that scripture positive or negative in reference to rain if you want to. But the simple point is that good things happen to everybody and bad things happen to everybody. Right. And but if you walk with God, you have scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture where God says, if you walk with me, here's what I'll do. I'll bless you. I'll take care of you. I'll heal you. I'll do this for you. Amen. I'm talking about walking with God. Amen. We must make up our minds that I'm going to walk with God. Doesn't matter who else walks with God. Doesn't matter if you've got everybody in your family walking with God or if you have only you walking with God. You have to make up your mind, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to live for God no matter what others do. Amen. So these are the things we talked about. And I encouraged you to not miss the supernatural by only looking for the spectacular. And you have to be careful of that because we can miss what God is doing in our life. And so then I don't think I got to this point, but in Genesis 17:1, I'm going to give you a couple scriptures here about walking with God. And like I said, I'm only picking out three here. I literally could have picked out 50. There's literally, and I could have picked out more than 50. There are so many scriptures in the Bible. Just do a simple study of it. Just type in on your, whatever, if you have a Bible program, just type in walk and just see how many scriptures pop up. And God will tell you over and over, if you walk with me, I'll do this. And this will come to you and you'll have blessings in your life. And I will multiply you and I will bless the fruit of your hands and I will... On and on and on. And then he says on the other side, he says, and if you don't walk with me, if you quit walking with me, I'll take my hand off you. My blessings won't flow into your life. And so I'm just picking three today. Genesis 17:1 talks about Abraham, calls him Abram here before the name was changed. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now you could go on and read the rest of it and you can see what God promised. God said, and if you do this, here's what's going to happen good in your life. Here's how I'm going to protect you and take care of you, and I'm going to make you, you know, the father of many nations, et cetera, et cetera. And so he was given that command to walk with God. Exodus 18th chapter. There's a command given here, and thou shalt teach them, that is the children of Israel, ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk. God has ordinances, and God has laws that we are required to walk in. Now, again, I'm going to preach a little bit about something along this little area that I'm touching on now, but we have to understand there's a reason why we owe our allegiance to God. There's a reason why, and I'm not going to give it away. I'll just leave it there. Let's move on, okay? It's too good for me to talk about right now. We'll get to it in a little while, all right? So Exodus 18, that talks about just walking in the ordinance and the laws of God. And then last one I pulled out of all that I could have pulled out, and literally, Brother Chris, I was like, they're all good. I mean, they are all good. There's some incredible scriptures about just walking with God. David, I will walk before the Lord, Psalm 116:9. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Folks, don't wait until you're on your deathbed. Walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Because after you're dead, you're not walking with God anymore. Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this you don't walk with God. It's a judgment. It just says it's the judgment. So after we die, there's no walking with God. Our walking with God is today. Our walking with God is tomorrow. Our walking with God is the rest of our future. And so I'm imploring you. I'm encouraging you. I'm whatever. I'll beg you if I have to. Amen. Do yourself a favor. Walk with God. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. I have found walking with God is the best decision I've ever made in life. I've made some pretty good decisions. I've made some bad ones too. I really have. But I've made some good decisions in life. But no decision I've made comes even close, not even close to me in my decision to walk with God. Amen. It has been the number one greatest decision that I've ever made. And I hope you will make that same decision if you haven't made it already. Hallelujah. Well, what about pastor? You know, I mean, yeah, but you're the pastor, and, you know, you're perfect. Yeah, you don't know me, do you? I'm just like you. Amen. I'm blood. I'm flesh and blood. I'm human. I have bad thoughts, and, you know, what was somebody said? Somebody said something about, you know, I haven't murdered anybody, but I've thought about it, you know.
All right.
Oh, I haven't killed anybody, but I've thought about it. Oh, yeah, we're human. We're all human, folks. We're all human. But I made a decision. God, I'm not going to lose my soul over sin. I'm going to walk with you. And when I make a mistake, just like when you make a mistake, when I sin, when I do something that's not pleasing to the Lord, when I disobey one of his ordinances or commandments or statutes or laws or whatever you want to call it, amen, I'm just like you. I get on my hands and knees and I say, God, forgive me. Lord, that thought that came into my mind, that thought that I entertained, that word that I spoke in anger, that thing that I did, whatever, I said, God, please forgive me, Lord. I ask God forgiveness just like you do. Folks, you have to have that attitude in your heart because God is worth walking with. He is worth walking with. Praise God. One thing I've learned, Brother Chris, is that walking with God, like walking with the devil, it involves sacrifice. Both of them involve sacrifice. You know, in our nature, We want no pain. Somebody said, weightlifters say no pain,
no gain.
No gain, right? Sometimes you're going to go through pain. It's how you deal with the pain.
Right.
It's how you deal with the trial. It's how you deal with the test. Right. It's how you deal with the temptation. You say, I failed the test. Well, get on your hands and knees and repent and ask God to forgive you and get back up and start walking the walk again.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. There's no magic formula here, folks. I mean, that you know, you can bypass the plan of God. The plan of God is repent. And then get up and keep on walking with God. But walking with God involves sacrifice. There's no easy way to get to higher planes in God. There's no easy way to, bypass all of the trials of this life and have the blessings of God flow in your life. You're going to have trials in life. In this world, Jesus said, you shall have tribulation. It's coming. I could take a count today and say, how many of you had tribulation this past week? And some of you, no doubt, would raise your hands and go, yeah, preach to me, Pastor. That's been my life this week. And some of you keep your hands down and you say, no, as a matter of fact, it's been a good week. I've had this happen and this good thing happen. And that's just the way it is. But if you don't have tribulation today, get ready. You'll have it someday.
Amen.
It'll come to you if you live long enough. You say, yeah, but I'm going to keep on praying and keep myself prayed up. Good for you. That's the way to overcome tribulation. Right. But it's not the way to keep tribulation from coming to you. You're going to have tribulation in this world. But greater is he that is in me. Greater is the Holy Ghost. Greater is the power of God. And I can go through tribulation. And I can go through tests. And I can be victorious. You know, the Bible says that if we walk with him, that we will be victorious through Jesus Christ. That's what our walk does. But it involves sacrifice. Something that is worth having is worth sacrificing for. I've always believed that, making sacrifice. And so my walk with God and your walk with God, if it does not involve sacrifice, if it does not involve crucifying the flesh, if it doesn't involve crucifying the spirit, if it doesn't involve in not my will but thy will be done, then you're not walking with God the way you need to. Is that pretty plain? I mean, I'm not trying to be ugly or be too abrasive here, but we've got to walk with God and it involves sacrifice. Come on. Who really do you love? Who do you love more than anybody else? It ought to be God. Who's done more for you than God?
Right.
Who's blessed you more than God?
Right.
Who died on a cross for you that your sins could be forgiven?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We owe him allegiance. We owe him loyalty.
Right.
We owe him all everything that we've got. And so, you know, I keep that in mind in my own life, and I keep that in focus and go, you know, if I go through these problems, or I go through these trials, if I have to sacrifice here, sacrifice there, it's a small thing compared to what he's done for me. It's a small thing. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Come on, if it's a small thing what you're doing and going through, just clap your hands and praise God for his goodness. Amen. Sacrifice. Number two, God's blessings come to those that continue to walk faithfully with him. The more faithful I walk with God, it's like if God says, okay, I can trust him. He's proven himself. And God blesses me even more. And so there's something to having trials and tests in your rearview mirror where you stayed faithful to God. There's something to having experiences of the past where God says, I know how they responded when they went through that, and I'm going to bless them doubly. I'm going to help them in an extra measure. And so the more times you can say no to self and say no to the world and no to Satan, and the more times you say yes to God, the more the blessings of God are allowed to flow into your life.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, it works, folks. Just keep on walking with God faithfully. Amen. I know you might be going through something today. I know everything is not going all right in everybody's life here. I understand that. Amen. But God's blessings are about to come to those that will walk faithfully with him. Amen. Do you believe that? Come on, let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for bringing us here today. We thank you for lifting us up today with your word and encouraging us, God, and giving us the power to walk with you day in and day out. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I came to give you a word today. God knows what you're facing. God knows what you have, and God knows what you're lacking. He knows what's going well in your life, and he knows who's hurting you. But he's watching to see if, no matter what it is, good or bad, if you're going to stay faithful to him, even during the attacks. Amen. Be faithful to God. Walk with the Lord. Amen. Don't let anything sidetrack you. Don't let anything stop you. Praise God. When we're young, we have certain things that try to sidetrack us. When we get middle-aged, we have other things that try to sidetrack us. And some of you old people, that's not me, see. I'm only 59. I got one more year before I hit 60. Amen. But you old people here. You know what? You never get too old that you don't have tests in life.
That's right.
I don't believe you get too old that you don't even have temptations in life. I believe that, you know, you will be tempted, not that above what you're able, but God will make a way of escape with every temptation. I believe that, but I believe you're going to be tempted all the way until you're at the end of your life. Now, I don't know what the temptation will be, and I'm not predicting that it's going to be an everyday thing, but there will come times when you'll be tempted to doubt God, to question God, to backtrack on something, to, you know, who knows what. And so you just keep on walking with God. Amen. And the Lord will take care of you. I promise you, God is not going to let you down. If he takes care of the sparrow and he takes care of the birds of the air, he's going to take care of his children.
Amen.
Hey, God's not an absentee father. God's not running away from the family. God's still in the church. Amen. God's still with the church. And he's going to stay with the church. And I want to be the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of you are here today and you know that your life is out of control. You know that there's some things in your life that you need a change, you need a miracle over. But my question to you today, are you willing to turn your life over to the Lord totally?
Yes.
You've got to be willing to turn it over to the Lord.
Baptism.
Everything. Repentance, baptism, Holy Ghost, walking with God. And if you're willing to do that, today your life changes.
Yes.
Today,
amen.
Your life,
amen,
changes. Amen. Oh, isn't that great? Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Amen. I want my life to change, God. I want to walk with you in a newness of life. The first step in God's New Testament salvation plan is repentance. And you know what repentance is, don't you? Repentance is turning and walking away from sin. Walking away. Now, I don't know what the sin might be in your life or what the sin is that attacks you, but it's just turning and walking away from it. I'm trying to think, somebody told me just this week, they told me how that God dealt with them about a problem they had in their life, and they just came to a point in their life and they said, that's it, I quit. And they gave it up and they walked away from it. You can walk away from sin. Amen. Others before you have walked away from sin. There's people here today in this congregation that they could give testimonies about some of the sins they used to commit, some of the lives they used to live. The Bible says, such were some of you. But now you've been washed. Now you've been justified. Now you've been sanctified. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to encourage you today. I'm trying to give you that extra oomph. Amen. That'll help you know I can walk with God. I can make it through this. I can have victory. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Praise God. I want to encourage somebody today. Repentance, turning and walking away from sin. But now, that's only half of repentance, folks. Walking away from sin is half of repentance. You say, but Pastor, I thought that was everything. No, because then you're just walking aimlessly. You got to walk toward something. You need to walk toward God. When you walk away from sin, let me tell you, something better fill that void. If you don't have something fill that void of walking away from sin, it'll just be other sin. You'll just go to another sin. Amen. You got to fill that void with God. You got to put God in your life. You got to insert God into your family. You got to put God in your work situation. You got to put God in your prayer life. Hallelujah. Repentance introduces you to a brand new walk. That's why the Bible talks about us walking in newness of life. People want Christianity that doesn't change them. They want salvation that doesn't convict them.
Come on, Pastor. Good word.
But you can't have that. It's impossible. If you want salvation, you have to open yourself up to God and say, God, I want you to examine me, Lord, as I examine myself. And, Lord, I want you to show me what I need to do to get closer to you. I want you to show me, God, how I can have more of your blessings in my life. I want you to show me, God, how I can please you more. And you're walking in a newness of life. I was in the woods this past week. My cousin was with me. And I was getting a little frustrated with him. And I told him, I said, Mike, come on, let's go. We were out in the woods hunting. And I don't just walk in the woods aimlessly, in case you were wondering. And I wanted to get to the deer stand. And he told me, he said, I'm trying to. He said, but you walk so fast. My wife complains whenever we go somewhere because I always leave her. And I don't mean to. And it's not that, I'm ashamed of her. In fact, it's probably the opposite. She's probably ashamed of me, but she hangs back. No, I'm kidding. But it's just that I have a tendency. I'm a very fast walker. I don't know. I walk fast. What I'm trying to say is that not everybody walks as fast as I do in the physical, okay? I know I'm short, and you'd think, well, he's short. He can't walk as fast, but I do. I get down the road. I've always got somewhere to go, and I got to get there. I rarely have just days where I'm just like, well, I think I'll just saunter over here. It's always, I got to go here, and I got to get this done, okay? All right, I got that done. I got to go back over here. That's just my lifestyle, okay? That's the way I am. The point is that people walk at different speeds. Well, somebody needs to hear this today. I don't know if this is for a sinner or a saint. Sometimes this kind of discussion needs to be held with saints as much as it does sinners. Sinners get impatient with God, and they say, well, why, why aren't I getting the same blessings that she's getting or he's getting? It's your walk. It's the speed of your walk. God bless you, darling. Good to have you. Amen. And it's the speed of your walk. And it's how fast you're walking. And how fast you're following the Lord. Okay? And let me say it to the saints now. Saints, you have to understand that people walk at different speeds. Okay? I love to see people repent of their sins, get baptized in the name of Jesus, and get filled with the Holy Ghost. And now they've started a brand new walk. But please be patient. Please love them. Please pray for them. If they've been in the church 3 months and they're not lining up exactly to what you think they should be, don't stop loving them. Don't stop encouraging them. You know, maybe they just need somebody to be a friend to them and to come and help them and say, you know, let me be a friend to you. You know, I want you to know if you have any questions, if there's anything I can do, I want you to know I pray for you every day. You know, I'm quite sure that when I was young, like when I was, you know, 6 years old, I didn't walk as fast as I do today. Babies generally don't walk as fast as adults. You know, a little kid, you know, you're dragging him. You're like, come on, speed up, son, you know. And he's like, well, I'm going as fast as my little legs can carry me, you know. In the spirit, we have to understand the same thing. I know of churches and people and churches, and I really want to believe that they're well-meaning. Brother Dan, I do. I want to believe they're well-meaning, but some saints will go to new people and start just lining them up with everything. Do this, do that. You need to quit doing this. You need to quit going here. You need to quit this. And folks, really? Come on. Show a little bit of love. Show a little bit of compassion. You know, you can't influence people that they're not convinced you love them. If they're not sure that you love them, don't say anything to them. You need to work on making sure they know you love them. When's the last time you said to new people in the church, went up and said, I'd love you. I just want to tell you, I love you. I'm glad you're here. You know, we appreciate you. You help their walk. If they know you love them, and I believe that, you know, you love people that come into the church. I believe that. I don't believe we have any people here that don't love people. But, you know, you have to know how to show love, too. And it's not just, Sister Ricketts, that you love them. They have to believe you love them. Because you may love them in your heart, but if they don't believe it, you still can't be effective in witnessing to them or helping them or encouraging them or helping them in their walk. So you see, it's not a matter of, well, I know I love them, so I can say anything I want to because I love them. No, that's not true. They have to know you love them. And if they know you love them, then they'll be open to you as a seasoned saint of God to help guide them and lead them and direct them. Is this resonating with anybody today? I'm just trying to teach something here, folks. Likewise, the second part involves your walk and baptism. Here's what Jesus said about baptism, or in his word, Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. This is, of course, the writings of the epistle here. Baptism buries the old, sinful man in a watery grave. Now watch this. If you want something new in your life, as Christ was raised up from the dead, Romans 6:4, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now, let me tell you something about baptism. Baptism does wash your sins away. But baptism also frees you up to walk a brand new walk.
Amen.
So in case you say, well, I repented of my sin, but boy, I'm afraid of water, Pastor. I don't want to get in the baptistry. I'm afraid you might drop me. I'm afraid, you know, Brother Chris doesn't look like he's strong enough to hold me when he puts me under. He may drop me and I may drown. We've never drowned anybody yet. Yet. There might have been some we wanted to. No, I'm kidding. There's not, I promise you. Amen. But what baptism does in that is, now because it washes your sins away, it frees you up. to be able to walk in a newness of life. Isn't that powerful? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the third step of salvation also has to do with our walk. Look at the instructions that Paul gave the believers in Romans 8:1. He said, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." You know where I'm going. "Who walk not after the flesh, but they walk after the Spirit." Amen. Amen. Repentance involves walk. Baptism involves walk. Amen. And the Holy Ghost involves walk. Amen. Walk, walk, walk. Some people just talk, talk, talk. But God says walk, walk, walk. Amen. Walk with the Lord. Walk with Him. That whole salvation plan, God's blueprint for salvation. Amen. It's about walking with Him. The Apostle Paul further instructed the church in Galatians 5:16. He said, "Walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh." I don't know how many times I've said this, and I've said it, you know, to drive a point home, but I've told the church over and over over the period of my pastorate here, as I've told them, I said, "You know, you don't have a problem sinning in the middle of service, do you?" No. I mean, nobody's thinking, you know, in the middle of church, "Boy, I sure would like to go out and get stoned." No, you don't have a problem with that, do you? So if you can spend 2 hours on Sunday morning focused on God and staying in the Spirit, you can do it at home too.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Now let me give you some practical things that you might need to do. You might need to get some things out of your house that you have there. Because they're monopolizing your attention. You might want to take that radio dial, if you listen to the radio, and keep on tuning it until you find a station that lifts up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just a thought, okay? And play some good gospel music in your house. And listen to, you know, the songs of Zion and listen to some good praise. I know Brother Grant likes the old gospel quartets and all. Doesn't matter to me. Amen. Get you some good gospel music playing. Amen. And you can focus on God and you can walk in the Spirit. And you know, when you're driving down the road and it's crowded on the highway and you got all those crazy people that don't know how to drive, you have a radio in your car, you might need to turn that up a little bit louder. So you can really hear those words about Jesus. And then that's a good time to just kind of start praying to yourself and going, "Lord Jesus, I love you, God. I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in my life." It's called walking with God. And the more you practice it and the more you inculcate it into your life, the more the blessings of God are going to flow. Don't you want God to bless you today? Amen. I believe He has. Why don't you stand with me and let's worship the Lord. Praise God. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you for this word today. We ask you, God, just bless everyone here and help us to make a concerted effort, dear God, to walk with you no matter what. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.